You're listening to the Arctic Circle podcast. In this episode, we listen to a dialogue with three Maori representatives discussing climate change and our shared future. Opening remarks are provided by Aperahama Edwards, ambassador of Hinemoa Halo Initiative in Gadiwai, New Zealand. Joining him in the panel are Lisa Tumahai, chairperson to Runaunga Ongai Tau, New Zealand, and Merita Koko, Vice President of Conservation International, Aotearoa Ngāti Porou, Rongo Wakata, New Zealand. The panel is moderated by Ólafur Ragnar Grímsson, Chairman of Arctic Circle and former President of Iceland. This event originally took place at the 2023 Arctic Circle Assembly.
Maunga ka tūnei ka tāre hue mihi ana ki te whenua e tangi ana ki ngā tāngata. Korohihi pō, korohihi ao, korongo i tūria ki te matahau ātū. Tū te wini wini, tū te wana wana. Tū haka puta ina i te whei ao puta ki te ao marama, ti he wā mauri ora. I acknowledge the origin of all that is. I acknowledge Ranginui, our Sky Father, Papa Tuanuku, our Earth Mother, and I acknowledge the people of the Arctic region. We are humbled to be here at the Arctic Circle Assembly to share key messages from the Indigenous Māori Hinemoana Halo Project and our collective of iwi from the Pacific Triangle. Restoring the ocean life, is our first defense against climate change. I'd like to speak briefly about the tohora, or the whale. To our people, the tohora is an ancestor. The tohora possesses an ancient tapu, or sacredness, and a Māori life principle that weaves the web of life across our waters. In August this year, Indigenous representatives from Aotearoa and the Pacific came together on the traditional lands of my tribe, the Ngāti Wai people. We came to express support for a resolution proposed by our good friend, Dr. Ralph Chami, who is here in the audience, and I would like to acknowledge him. E te rangatira e Ralph, tēnā koe. This resolution aimed to endorse the whale as the official ocean ambassador to the United Nations and to protect their legal personhood. We then travelled to New York to present this resolution to the UN at Climate Week, and now we are here in Iceland as representatives of the Māori nation and as kaitiaki of our oceans, and I use the opportunity to amplify this call. Our oceans hold the Māori, the key to life for planet Earth, and are central to reducing global greenhouse gas emissions and stabilising the Earth's climate. Restoring ocean life in the Pacific is our first defence against climate change. The Pacific Ocean generates 25% of the oxygen we need, absorbs 12.5% of all carbon dioxide emissions, and captures 45% of the excess heat generated by these emissions. We have grave concerns for climate change. These changes remind us of the time foretold by our ancestors in prophecy that we would experience many challenges and would need to seek the wisdom of our traditions, language, and nature that has sustained us for generations. Let us now seek to forge a shared future, a future that allows us to continue our kaitiakitanga, our stewardship with nature, stabilise our communities on our lands, respect all living creatures and utilise traditional knowledge passed down through generations. Nā reira e te iwi nui tonu, tēnā rā koutou.
Tēnā koutou. Nei rā, tuku mihi atu ki a koutou. Tēnei rā. Ko ai ahau, ko mere tāko ko ahau, ko Ngāti Porou tōku iwi. He honere nui tēnei ki te tautoko I tēnei kaupapa. Greetings, my name is Mere Tākoko. I serve as Vice President for Conservation International Aotearoa. I hail from the proud Indigenous nation of Ngāti Porou. We are situated on the east coast of the North Island of New Zealand. Our ancestor was Maui. Maui the demigod, Maui who voyaged across the southern seas following our apex star, which is Matua Maui, otherwise known as Scorpius. And you all might think, well, what has that got to do with me? Scorpius is actually the guardian of the south for the Milky Way, and Polaris is the guardian star for the north. So actually those stars talk to each other. And today as we face climate change, we need to start talking to each other. And that's why we are here. We've travelled 30 hours on various planes to come and talk to you. And to talk to you about, you know, not only our future, but what we believe is a shared future. We heard today discussion about what's happening with the ice sheets here. Well, you know, where is all that water going to go? A large majority of it will end up in our oceans. We are already suffering from the impacts of climate change and rising oceans. We often say that climate change is in our backyard, but it's actually in our homes now. We are experiencing extreme weather events at an unprecedented rate. But there is hope. As our moana rises, as our oceans rise, so too are the people of the Pacific. I have been part and privileged to be part of an ocean initiative called Hine Moana Halo. It's named after our goddess of the oceans, Hine Moana. A big part of our plan is to actually focus on what will become the largest tropic rewilding plan in the world. The focus is on the Polynesian Triangle. We aim to bring into protections 2.2 million square kilometres of those oceans and to build an ark, so to speak, an ark that is there to protect nature, and an ark which can also ensure that our marine mammals can survive climate change. Because in doing that, and looking after nature, and looking after what we call our taonga species, our sacred animals, we're actually going to be caring for our own communities. So our plan is to do that. We have various actions that we're going to implement to do so. But fundamentally, the plan is going to help the world because recovering those populations, what science is now confirming to us, what our ancestors always told us, is that our marine species actually capture, sequester, store carbon. So by bringing those species back, we actually can also, you know, ensure that the health of the Pacific Ocean is stabilised and also help to decelerate global emissions. Now, on top of that, part of the strategy to bring nature back, to bring back wildlife, is to focus on the restoration of our blue habitats. That's often talked about and framed as blue carbon. And we're going to go beyond blue carbon to look at these other natural assets. And we think coming here to talk to you all about, you know, how this plan could be implemented, how we could work together to make it happen. And I saw Andre from CEO of the Nordic Investment Bank. I'm looking forward to speaking to you because you have the best blue bond in the world. We aim to develop a blue bond around this project. We are here to raise $100 million to make that happen. And it will be modelled on the Nordic bond, but we want to go further to look at these new classes of assets, starting with our marine mammals. And, of course, the apex for us is the whale. Ko reira, koutou mā, nei rā te tuku mihi, ngā mihi, kia ora.
Ko Thank you. Thank you.
Tēnā koutou katoa, Lisa Tomahaya Home. I'm the co-chair of Hinewana Halo Fund. I just want to acknowledge my fellow director who's here with us today, Paul Morgan, who's actually directly in front of me. He's just given you all a wave. So it's wonderful to have you here with us as well, Paul. Look, climate change is impacting our Pacific region significantly. But unlike Arctic nations, our nations do not have the clean tech infrastructure or access to investment to help us transition to a prosperous future. Our future remains in doubt as the impacts are already being felt deeply, and those impacts, we're a hunter and gatherer people across our Pacific nations in the Southern Hemisphere, and those foods that sustain our people are changing. As we're starting to feel those impacts of climate change. That brings about challenge, but brings about opportunity as well. We're 100% Indigenous-owned and governed entity set up to facilitate investment into Indigenous-led blue and green carbon projects as part of a ridges to reef blue habitat restoration and tropic rewilding plan across the Polynesian Triangle, as Mehdi has said. Our action plan aims to re-establish and protect our tohora, our whales, to protect their populations, restore blue habitats and ecosystems, and provide inclusive livelihood opportunities, grow sustainable oceans finance mechanisms, build resilient coastal communities, and contribute to food security for Indigenous peoples and local communities of the Pacific. To support our action plan and to facilitate finance into our IPLC-led projects, the Hinewana Halo Fund aims to raise, as Mehdi has said, $100 million US to bring to the market a unique Māori credit. The Hinewana Halo credit will offer three unique facets: carbon, biodiversity, and heritage. Our initial valuation shows the potential of this multi-billion dollar investment opportunity. Unlike other carbon offsets, our credit will recognise the ecoservices and biodiversity of our unique Indigenous protected habitats and will give assurance to investments that profits will not only be reinvested into conservation and ocean protection, but we'll also see more resources invested back into Indigenous and local communities. It's a credit that goes beyond quantifying just carbon to acknowledge IPLCs as critical protectors of biodiversity and heritage. It's important that Indigenous peoples from across the Pacific come together to rewild our oceans and our blue habitats. That will help stabilise our communities on their lands and create long-term climate resilience. The Hinewana Halo Fund has pledged to work together with United Nations, governments, civil society, and to facilitate the creation of an Indigenous marine protections, as Mehdi has said, over 2.2 million square kilometre area, a target that is the culmination of facilitated tasks that began at COP27 in 2022. Our strategy is designed to be consistent with and supportive of the United Nations Declaration of the Rights of Indigenous Peoples and the United Nations Sustainable Development Goals. If anyone can achieve this dream, I do believe it is our Pacific Indigenous peoples. Like your Viking ancestors, we are great explorers and traders. The rapid rise of the Māori economy over the last 20 years can attest to that. In that time, we've grown our asset base to more than $70 billion and evolved a well-being-centred economy guided by our principles and influenced by our unique culture and heritage. If you want to learn more about what we're doing, please attend our plenary session tomorrow at 9:40 a.m. Kia ora koutou.
Well, thanks to all of you for having made this extraordinary journey and come here with important information. and messages. And as you just said, there is a special session where you will dwell more into this. But we wanted to bring it to the plenary stage to emphasize the importance of this message. We didn't plan to have a question and answer following this. You can do that at this special session which you are organizing. But on behalf of the Arctic Circle, I profoundly thank you for having enriched our gathering by being here and sharing this vision with us. So thank you very much again. And now we will conclude with the Mammoth call to the Arctic, having traveled a long way to bring this call to the Arctic people. And that will be the final message from the plenary stage today. Thank you very much.